Saw this online in the Detroit Free Press, and it's very serious and not funny, and yet I'm amused by a certain... Maybe I'm missing it. So, let me tell you what's going on. So, opioid deaths, unfortunately, are continuing to rise, including in Detroit. Got a big problem. And, you know, Narcan is used.
Yep.
To help save lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I think police are carrying it now.
Oh, they sure do.
They are.
And, you know, first aid.
I saw them administer it the other day.
Really?
I was at a business.
Wow.
Where somebody collapsed from an overdose. And two township cars arrived. And within seconds, they had administered, I think, three different doses of Narcan to this person. And then the ambulance arrived and took them away.
Wow. So, you know, the immediacy. I mean, I get that. So in Detroit, it says here, at no cost, the city has secured 396 units of Narcan, which they're going to, in order to try and increase access to the public, stock vending machines with Narcan.
Oh,
not food, Narcan.
Oh. So you have to have the right change to be able to access to somebody you need in an emergency.
Thank you. Again, I don't want to, this is serious, but I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, where's the Narcan? Who's got change for a buck?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Hang on, buddy.
I spent it on all the drugs that I just OD'd on. I don't have any money left. Now, again, and I'm looking for the story which says these are like vending machines with free Narcan. It doesn't say that. It says vending machine to me. Vending machines means you put money in, you get a product out. This is specifically, I think they're talking about in Dearborn. Yeah. Yeah. Specifically.
Do they accept credit card?
It doesn't say.
No.
So, that would, Narcan. You wouldn't need exact change then.
Yeah, that's true. Narcan, as soon as the city council approves the plan, the vending machines will be placed at the Dearborn train station, as well as the second location still to be determined. It doesn't say anything about costs, but it also doesn't say that it's free.
Free, right.
Or how to administer it.
You know, it just says a vending machine.
Hmm.
I mean, I think if it were free, they'd say...
Administering is the easy part. Shoot it right up the nostrils.
Well... Again, hopefully it's something that isn't necessary, but unfortunately we know it is in a lot of cases, and if it is there, hopefully it can be used, but
yeah,
like I said.
Vending machine.
Where are these vending machines?
Again, in Dearborn.
Well, I mean, are they going to be on the side of the road?
Dearborn train station and a second location still to be determined.
I see.
City council still has to approve the plan.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to investigate this more, because I'm curious, but I thought, you know, Dave, you hit right on it, but I thought the same thing. It just...
It's not the most ridiculous idea or anything like that. I mean, it's fine, but
it's only fine if the machines are free.
Well, that's again, I'd hate to think that you're depending on saving someone's life when it's like, who's got the right?
I mean, right. They put defibrillators up on walls where people can access defibrillators. Why not put something there where you can access Narcan?
Maybe it doesn't say that, but to refer to it as a vending machine just seems kind of curious to me.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you just say a machine available, you know, free, or say in the free Narcan for those who unfortunately, I don't know. And you said use a credit card.
Yeah.
Imagine you put it in and it comes back expired.
This is my.
What's your PIN number? Remember that number?
Again, it's not funny, and yet there's almost some humor to it. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?